Okay. So, in continuing the heter of the Rajba, and this heter will basically, a person will need, even though there's other heterim, we touched on briefly, the items are not gidulei karka, and the shinui, which we didn't talk about yet, but essentially the heter that most people will use for cutting up vegetables, making a salad on Shabbos, is the heter of the Rajba, and that is for immediate use, which the Rajba said that first of all, like Osru ala Adam lechle ma'achol echatikas gedoyloi se ketanais. That's one svara the Rajba said. They didn't make a distinction. Obviously, the Torah allowed a person to eat, and if they allowed a person to eat, whether it's big pieces, small pieces, he's allowed to. And the chin yisham alayin beira. He compared it to beira. So we still have to finish up with the Chazon Ish and Ramesha. We have to discuss that. But let's first zero in on the heter of the Rajba itself. So the Rajba says it's compared to Beirer. And just like we see by Beirer, that's a Mefurish Gemara, and that's a Wipaskin, like Abaya, that if someone does Beirer Miyad, it's going to be Mutter. Wipaskin also has to be you take the Oichel from the Psailas, and you do it Biyad, you do it with your hand, and that constitutes what we know as Derech Achila. And that's why it was Mutter. So the Shulta Gibayim already is the earliest one who asked on the Rajba. He says, "Atu kol malachas mutalaseis miyad." Every malacha now, all of a sudden, you have this new heter called miyad. If you do it for immediate use, then it's mutter. He says, "Well, what kind of business is that?" He says, "By breirer, the chachamim said it's mutter." He said, "By breirer, they said ain zed derech breirer." But how do you know to be madam and milsa la milsa? I can just start comparing malachas. This is the taina of the Shulta Gibayr. And he leaves it tzarachin. He says, I don't understand why the Rajba feels comfortable comparing teichin to bayr. Truth is, there's even a shaila, we'll do maybe a lush one day, there's even a question if you have the heter of lush la alter, to need something la alter. Do you have a heter over there? So there certainly has to be some sort of line that we draw to split these types of malachas, because the Gemara already said you can't cook or you can't bake for immediate use, and yet beirer is mutter for immediate use, and the Rajba seems to be sort of putting teichin, grinding or chopping up things small, on the side of beirer that's mutter.
Well, that's not really, cooking is not a hard, cooking is not derech achilah. So you're going to say that somehow it's already way past anything we're talking about. The evil in the body is not the ofer or anything. So the ofer you're never going to come on to as derech achilah. The real question is
right. So
is memachek. I mean, you have
so
to
really the Shulta Gibayrim, in his kashi, he's saying that the reason why Beirer is mutter, he's because that's not lav, is lav derech breirer. Right. So by bishul, that's the way you cook. You're going to cook in the rest. Somehow he's understanding that by beirer it's different because that's not the normal way of beirer.
He's doing what
right?
We said in the shir. What we said in the shir on beirer, right? We said that you have shown it. You the heter of the heter the three heterim to create the heter of beirer. Is it shinui, right? Is it a shinui track or is it a
derech achila track?
Derech achila. So it's almost from the Taz's Lashon, that has the Lashon, that he is saying that it's a shinui track.
Yeah, and that's it. That is that could be, and as we could understand it like that, the Shulta Gibayr who asks on the Rajma must understand that Bayrer, you can make something a non Bayrer activity, a non Bayrer malacha, that's not considered a Maisa Bayrer, like we said in the Ramban's understanding of the heter of Taisvis understanding of the heter of Bayrer, that it's such a deviation from the normal way, it's a shinoi. And the Ramban explained by Bayrer that it's derech achila, and things that are derech achila, things that are done in the normal way of eating, the Torah had to say it's mutter. And that's where maybe you can understand the Rajba. So indeed, that's the way the Iglei Tal, in addressing this question of the Shulta Gibayrim, that's the way the Iglei Tal answers for the Rajba. And it comes out with his understanding will come out certain heterim and will come out certain isurim. Means you have certain kulas and certain chumras based on this understanding of the Iglei Tal. Okay, so what does the Iglei Tal say? He brings the Shilta Gibarim's Kasha that asks in the Rashba, why do you say that just like Bayer you could do for immediate use, Teichin you could do for immediate use? So says the Iglei Tal is that when a person is eating, so it's inevitable that he won't come to some sort of bayer. You're eating, there's always something falls in, something's in the food, so it either came with the food or came afterwards into the food. And in order to eat, we can't have our hands tied behind our backs when we eat on Shabbos. So in order to eat, there had to be a way, there had to be some mechanism that you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. So he says, so therefore, since it's inevitable to avoid the bayer issue, so must be that when you take the food out of the psalus that it's in, you're doing with your hand and you're eating it right away, that's considered a way of eating. And that's the derech achila. If you have something, if you're doing derech achila, so you're not doing a malacha. You're eating, you're not doing a malacha. So he says, so therefore, that's why the Rashba understood, says the Iglei Tal, that the same applies with Teichin. Why? Because by Teichin, it's inevitable not to do Teichin on Shabbos. Why? Because if you're going to eat a cucumber, you're going to eat a carrot, you're going to do Teichin. When? When you chew it. So when you're going to chew up the carrot, you're going to be chewing it into small pieces, which the Mechaber writes, you chop it up, that's Teichin. Yet, you tell me I'm allowed to eat on Shabbos, so I'm allowed to do Teichin. So it must be, he says, you have to differentiate between the Malacha called Teichin and the eating, which is permissible. So the Rashba then extended a little bit further, just like you're allowed to eat and grind it up with your teeth, it's the same applies. Who did he says you're allowed to cut it up right before you're about to eat and also eat it. So the Iglei Tal will say yesh l'davar seif. He said no. With this understanding, he says everything fits in well. Okay.
And it's also that the Shulchan is not learning from Borer. In that sense, it's a bigger principle. It's not that he's learning from Borer. That's how the Shulchan Gemara puts it. He's not learning anything from Borer. It's that this is a cloud in the Peshavs. You see it that it applies to Tochen. It's not taking a principle from Borer and applying it out. So the Shulchan Gemara is learning it's a principle in Borer.
Yeah.
It's a Hagdara of Borer. That's the problem
right.
He has.
Right, really, the Lashon of the Rashba. Right, the Lashon Rashba. The Chinyin Shamalini Borer, and he quotes the whole Gemara. The Alma Kol Sha'eichel La'alter Kedera Shadarkin Shal Bnei Adam Le'echol. This is in the Tshuva Sarajman, in number two over here. The Tshuva, the last four lines. The Alma Kol Sha'eichel La'alter Kedera Shadarkin Shal Bnei Adam Le'echol. If you eat it right away in the way that people normally eat, Aval Bishyesh Ba'isitzad Ba'atzme Chiv Chatas Bishamenir Lachazman, even though by B'yayin.
And it strips with the Ramban that the Shabur quoted right about if you're eating and you have to do Borer right at the
end. Right, that is a very good Dimyon as well. Right, because even over there we had really minute differences in terms of even the Heter of the Alta by Borer, where even if you want to say you can't take out. Well, that was even taking out the psalas. You can never take out psalas because that can be constituted as derech achila. The Ramban did seem to say that, and that's certainly the way the Be'alach understood the Ramban. Is that if you're in the process of eating and you just have to take out a little, like by the fish and the bones, just have to remove the bone and then eat, he said that's also within the derech achila heter. Because they didn't forbid a person from eating and that's considered eating. So that's the way the Iglei Tal understands the heter of the Rashba. It's a heter in eating. And therefore, if it could be considered derech achila, it's mutter. So for this, he's based on this principle, the Iglei Tal says like this, the Rivash and Simon Kuf Pei Dalad, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like here in the Shin Chof Aleph by Hilchas Teichin, the Rivash was asked the question and he didn't give a conclusive answer himself in terms of are you allowed to use a keli for Teichin. Because when you're allowed to grind on Shabbos for immediate use, even with the heter of the Rashba, are you only allowed to do it with your hand, like by Bayer, you're only allowed to use your hand, or can you use a knife? not a kli miyuchud, not a kli intended for grinding, but a regular keli, a knife. Are allowed to use a knife. And the Rivash is not clear if it's permissible with a knife. Says the Gleital, he says to me, it's pashut that it's mutter. Why? Because if you understand the heta that the Rashba is going with, is that they didn't forbid a person from eating normally, he says to eat normally is when you want to eat a carrot and you're not going to put it directly in your mouth. So the normal way of cutting, of grinding it, we'll say, is to chop it with a knife or cut it with a knife and then eat it. Or chop it up into small pieces and put it in a salad and then eat it. I, by Beira, you're not allowed to do that. Beira, one of the three conditions you have to do with your hand, says the Gleital, and the Prima Gondim goes with this Svara too, and the Bialocho here also goes with the same Svara. He says that's because Beira normally, in the terms of Derech Achila, is to be done with your hand. It's you're in the middle of eating, and then you have to want to pull out the Eichel and then eat it. Pull out the Eichel and the Psalus. That's in terms of derech achila. By Beira, it's more of the derech achila to do with your hand than to do with a keli. As opposed to cutting something up, you wouldn't normally cut something up, a vegetable, with your hand in order to get smaller pieces. The normal way of cutting it up a vegetable is to do with a knife. Says the Gleital. Therefore, that's all included within the heter of derech achila. Not so convincing.
I keep on going back to what Borer, like the seeds in the watermelon. Okay? The normal way to eat that watermelon is to take the seeds out. But there's obviously problems with that, huh?
They're not taking them out beforehand.
No, but I mean the normal way is not to have the seeds when you're eating them, right?
So yes, so take them out beforehand.
Get rid of the seeds, okay? You want it, right? You don't want to eat the seeds. So you can say, well, you know, when you put them in your mouth, you're going to spit out the seeds. So what difference does it make if you take out the seeds? But there is a difference, right? Same thing we did with the boiled potato last week. Right? The boiled potato is still a problem with it. Because if I take the potato, a boiled potato, and I put it in my mouth and I start eating it, I'm making mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
Right? Right. But I can't mash the potatoes. I can't mash the potatoes. Because there I'm not using a knife, I'm using something that's used for grinding, right? I use a spoon. I'm going to take a spoon, the side of a spoon, I'm going to mash it. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, but yet, when it gets in my mouth and I'm eating that boiled potato, it becomes a mashed potato. So why shouldn't that be okay? You know, so you can take this too far, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
you can't be just derech achila because that's too simple. If you get, you're going to end up with a lot of areas where you're not allowed to do it just because it's derech achila. It's one thing to chop up a carrot because you don't eat a carrot whole. It's one thing to do that, but you're going to change that boiled potato, even though you're going to change it in your mouth. You can't do it. So, you know, it can't just be derech achila.
Yeah, so we'll get to the boiled potato, the mashed potato, we'll get to that. And by the case of the watermelon pits with the Beira, I think you're absolutely right. That's why the Ramban, like we mentioned with the Be'er Halacha, says that's just derech achila. It's very normal that while you're eating a watermelon to just put stick out the pits. That is normal. You can't consider that the malacha of Beira setting it up for later.
It's nice to do it.
No, but you're crossing.
Oh, because there, what would you usually do? You would usually do it with your hand.
So, but then isn't that the point? If the underlying issue is derech achila, then derech achila changes.
Okay.
People are, well, I guess it depends which country you're in. People are either, maybe it in fact changes by country. What is a more elegant way of eating in, let's say, in Europe? Okay, now I have in England. That's why I came over here, because I couldn't eat that way. but what is a more elegant way of eating in one place is different here. And I mean, I'll give you actually a very simple example. In England, in this country, everybody pretty much eats with their fingers. In England, if one ate the same way as people generally eat here, it's considered okay to eat here, they'd look at you like you were from some other place. In England, you take the fork, you put the fork on this side, you take the knife, you put the food on the fork, and in fact, you mash it onto the fork, and you put it in your mouth. Not like this, like this. So that's a different kind of thing. So it would seem to me that if in fact, the derech achila is the Indian which covers it, then depending what derech achila is in that particular culture, is what should govern
what boder, or how boder may be done, and how zochin may be done. But maybe that's something I don't know.
I would have to agree with that. Depending what becomes the derech achila, what's normal for derech achila, yeah, that is true.
That's always somewhere a little bit crossing lines. That's what makes it difficult. The Rishpa has a yisod. If you follow that yisod, so then it could very well be that you would hold that you could take the pits out of the watermelon. You know, just like the Bir Halacha says for the Ramban. So it could be that's really true. So just the fact that we don't pask in that way doesn't take away from the theoretical discussion.
In terms of what the Rajbah held.
You have to separate the two.
That's a good point. And here the Ramban does pass like the Rajbah, though. So as far as Teichin is concerned, the Ramban does say you have the heter of La'alter. Right? Which the Magen Avraham extends it. Another achrayim doesn't mean you're about to eat, but as long as you're preparing for the Suda. So it could be a half hour before, it could be an hour before, because that's how long it will take to prepare for the Suda. But that's all considered derech achila, because if you want to make a salad, the normal way to make a salad, and again, the Rashi was saying, they didn't say you can't eat salad on Shabbos. Right? What you can't do is you can't grind for later use. That's already the malach of teichin, of grinding, chopping it into smaller pieces. But if to eat it, and with considered eating is you first have to prepare the food for right now, for this suda, that's all considered mutter.
This whole concept of the altar makes it very difficult for a liberal conservation. And it's been bothering me now for a couple of weeks. And the reality is, yes, I do make a sound at home sometimes also. But that's even then, it's an issue. I mean, most people, most women, essentially prepare the meal at 9:30. Now, Yerushal, when you come home, I mean,
right, based on this,
that's
Derech Hachana. You start making a distinction. This one wants to go to shul, and this one wants to take a nap, and this one wants to go visit their grandmother. So therefore the Peskim said it's when, as the Magen Avraham says, with the Yitzias Pesach Nesis, when everyone's leaving shul already. So apparently the Magen Avraham's wife wasn't in shul, though she left early. She daven hashgama, and then so that's when the Yitzias Pesach Nesis, that's already the normal time for it. That was maybe in those times, depending how long it took to come home from shul. So it goes in the amount of time it takes to prepare the meal for when people are going to be ready to eat the meal. So indeed, to do it early in the morning and then be involved in other activities is not considered for immediate use. The Igle Tal wants to extend it even further. He wants to say, based on my understanding of the Rashba, that it's the heter is derech achila, he says this whole, the tshuva of Rivash was talking about using a kli miyuchad, using a grater, ribeisen, to grind cheese, which is a grater, and which is made, intended for grinding. And the Rivash wants to say it's either a problem of the Dechoyl, which we'll discuss differently, or it's a problem of Teichen when you're using a Kli Miyuchad. Says the Igle Tal that, Lulei Dvarav, if not that he already said that, there must be Paskin, I would have argued on that too. Why? Because by Beirer to use a Kli Miyuchad, that no one at their table or in the kitchen would bring in a sifter, go out to the shed or go down to the tools shed in the basement and bring up a napa, a kiver, you bring a sifter or you bring a funnel and to do burr that way. That's not derech achila. And I think that's even today's day and age, it's not derech achila. Maybe a caterer or a much earlier stage in the selection and separation process, you would use kli miyuchad v'kach. But in terms of preparing things for immediate use or preparing things for eating, by bera you wouldn't use a keli. But argues the Igle Tal, but for teichen, indeed you would. He says, go look in every kitchen. He says, most people do have kelim miyuchadim v'teichen. You do have a grater. You do have these chopping devices, which or grinding pepper. Those things are not like to do only in advance. Those are actually to do. There's a good example by the pepper grinder. It's to, as soon as you're about to eat it, you grind the pepper onto the food. Or you have these things, you know, they sell in the street corners. They do. They show you this fancy look. In 3 seconds flat, you can have your salad. You try it. 3 hours later, you're still shopping.
That's a good point. They have but, Israeli salad.
Yeah, this salad.
Yeah. Right? Those things. So they like Tal is saying. I agree. It's a clean miyucha lekach. It's specifically made for that. He says, but I would say that that's included in Derech Achila, because that's exactly what people do during the week. They use that special keli for then eating it immediately. But the Rivash said it's Asr, and again, it could be a Asr for taking purposes once you're using a keli miyuchad or of the duchad. So it is Asr to use a keli miyuchad, although certain keli miyuchad, and we'll see, are going to be
moved. No, we said that by Barer also, that if I have a pitcher with a spout, I'm an icicle thing, or dregs, I can use a pitcher with a spout. He said that there is kli mamisha miyuchad le. This we said this year, the kli mamisha miyuchad le malacha. There's a kli that doesn't, you know, like a knife or something, just extension of the hand. Mm-hmm. But in between that, there are kalim that you use on the table. I'm saying that are not really miyuchad for borer, but perform borer.
But do borer, yeah.
Those are mutter.
That the chazanish said, if it's immediate use, yeah. But that's a little different than his point.
No. Right.
Because he's saying a kli miyuchad for the separation process. If I have a pitcher, even though it's a kli miyuchad to hold back the ice or the dregs or the pits that's in this container, that we said is still going to mutter, even though it's a kli. But it's not a kli miyuchad for borer. It's a pitcher which happens to do borer also.
Right.
But a kli miyuchad for borer to separate the items is going to be also. Says the Gleital, that's because that would only be done for separation purposes, not for eating purposes. But by teichen, you would use, instead of a knife, a different type of utensil which makes it easier. So that's what he would argue. Okay. He says something which sounds it sounds like it's cute, as if it's a bederach drush, but he means it seriously. He says, my proof that you're even allowed to use a kli miyuchad for beirer is because every time you eat, you use a kli miyuchad for beirer. What's that?
Your teeth, for teichen.
For teichen, I'm sorry. So for teichen. He says, your teeth are kli miyuchadim for teichen. Based it on a pasuk, the pasuk says in Kehelet says ubatlo ateichnais, that the teichnais won't work anymore. And the Gemara says it's talking about the teeth. Okay, it's at a time when a person's teeth won't be able to be used anymore. But it's look, that's a keila miyuchad. Okay, but this is again based on his understanding of the Heter of the Rashba. So those are, according to the Gleital, two kulis, which he would say, based on his understanding that Derech Achila says that teichen is mutter for immediate use, is Derech Achila. And in that way, it's similar to the Heter of Beira. On the other side, he has one chumrah. And that chumrah is like this. The Birka Yosef, the Chidab in Shin Chaf Aleph, brings a heter that if one wanted to take a hadas branch, a myrtle branch, and grind it up to then get the aroma from it, get the nice fragrance coming from this hadas, if you wanted to do it for immediate use, grind up the leaf so you'll be able to smell it, says the Birka Yosef, it's mutter. Why? Because you're doing it for immediate use. Right? Says the Gleital, not according to my principle. My principle in the Rashba is that they allowed you to eat on Shabbos. So normal eating is cutting up a vegetable to be able to eat, because you're going to chew it up anyway with your teeth. But to then go chop something else, to chop a leaf to be able to smell it, that's not eating. That's not Derech Achila. You're not going to end up chewing that at some point. Therefore, that's not mutter.
The one base on Dav Zayin says that if you put the decker into the thing and loosen up the soil, that one of the surim that's a problem
true.
That's immediate use because you're about to use it for the Adam.
Yeah, that's one of the rayas of the Raj. But Rajas seems to have strong rayas. The Iglital, I'm sorry. The Iglital seems to have strong rayas from Gemaras that seem to say that if you're not dealing with food items, you don't have a heter of grinding for immediate use. So therefore he says you don't have a heter to grind some leaves to smell good for immediate use. The same, he says, applies also, you don't have the heter of grinding spices, which you don't eat whole. You mean we mentioned this last week from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but the Gilital says the same thing with this principle. To grind a peppercorn is not going to be mutter. Why? Because no one eats a peppercorn straight. No one eats a peppercorn which is then ground with his teeth. You have to grind it up before you eat it. So since you have to grind it up before you eat it, you don't does not go into the heter of derech achil. Prima Gorim also goes with this, with this yisai.
Farm animals.
For the, to do it for the animals.
You're doing it for them so they can eat. That should be okay, right?
That you mean, because something that they do eat. So, yeah, so that will be a heter, yeah. For immediate use, that will be a heter, right. Right.
Because of the anomaly that by Bora we took it to immediate use for non-food items.
Oh.
The heter achil and here not. And what's the svarat in mechalik? That I don't see.
Why,
if you're saying it's a heter achil and we're saying no, it's really so a heter of shibush, then why not? Why should it be then applying everything?
So if you go with let's just explain his kasha. His kasha is like this. We know that Bora doesn't only apply to foods, but virtually all the achrayim, beginning with the Taz and then all the achrayim after that, it applies by clothing, svarim, kalim. But you have a problem with Bora. You can't select your toys. You can't select them. You can't sort them. Right? A book from the bookshelf. You can't take out. We gave the example. You know, Friday night. You're not going to be able to get into that room for a Shabbos morning. You want to take out a sefer from the shelf or from a pile, a stack. Take it out for tomorrow. It's not for immediate use, so you can't use it. So the eitzah would be that when you take it out Friday night, right away open it up. So it depends how fast you fall asleep when if you do that. If you fall asleep immediately, then you won't have that. So
that's immediate use.
Yeah.
Oh, that use. I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we see the Bayer applies to other things. If that's the case, so what's the het of Bayer La'alter? What does that make a derech achila if I learn right away? Derech achila, I wear the garment right away? So I think according to the Gleital, the chilek is like this. By Bayer, it does go by use, because the pshat over there is that they didn't forbid a person to eat, and therefore it's inevitable that I'm going to have to separate some things to get the thing I want to eat. So too, they didn't forbid a person to learn with his farm that are mixed up, or to get his clothing which are on a mixture and a taruvis. So well, there also, if I'm going to take it out, which is normal operating procedure, to take the item I want and then put it on, that's all in the heter of bayir. But for the teichen heter, the gleital has to use the heter of chewing. So over there, in order, what you have to do is you have to chew it up. If you're going to chew it up, then I'm going to chew it up in 3 minutes anyway, so I can cut it ahead of time and then eat it. That all goes into the heter of achila. But let's say to chop up medicine, even though I'm going to have it for immediate use, I'm not going to chew that up in my mouth. Or the gleital says I'm going to chop up spices, I'm not going to chop it up in my mouth. And therefore that's the distinction between, to answer for him. So again, this is the gleital. I think the Prima Gadim understands like this, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that it's all a derech achila heter of the Rajba, and therefore you're allowed to chop things up into smaller pieces, you're allowed to grind for immediate use, because that's derech achila. As we mentioned, the Birkei Yosef seems to say you could even do it for chopping up leaves to smell. Another achrayin in the board.
Well, it can be that he holds it shimush. He's learning just like by Bora.
But what's the pshat in that? Yeah, so I think aside from the Birkei Yosef, there's also a Taz. The Taz, interestingly, is in Hilchus Ksiva. The Taz is in the Simen Shin Mem. The Ramah, famous case in the Ramah, when you have a cookie with writing on it, and you want to give it to the kid, and the kid is going to break it and then eat it. Can you give it to the child or not? Or can you do it yourself? Can you take a cookie or a cake that has writing on it and break it? What's the problem? The problem is mechika. You are erasing that letter, you're destroying that letter, you're destroying that word. You have a problem of mechik on Shabbos. Says the Taz, what's the problem? You're eating it right away. You have the heter of la'alter, the heter of the immediate use. You break the cookie and you eat it right away. A heter. Says the Chazon Ish, Siman Samach Aleph, says, what are you talking about, Taz? That's not a head to just do anything right away. By malachas like Beira, which is eating, and you have to select by eating. So they had a heter of derech achila. By teichin, which it's inevitable, you have to grind with your teeth. So they allowed you to grind right before that, chop the vegetable right before that. But to tell me you have to do mechika in order to eat? What does mechika have to do with eating? And grinding, you have to do with eating, because you have to grind with your teeth. Selecting, you have to select before you eat it. But who said you have to do erasing before you eat? So the Chazon Ish says, I don't understand what the Taz is saying. It would seem like from the Taz that he understood like this Birka Yosef, that the heter of derech achila is not like the Iglei Tal understood, that since a person is going to eat anyway and therefore grind it, therefore it's mutter. But it's a special heter. It's a special dispensation that when you're coming to eating purposes on Shabbos, for eating purposes, you're allowed to do things which would normally be usur. Could be by the case of breaking the cookie, since it's not a malacha dairaisa, because it's not meichach l'manas lichta. If you're not erasing in order to write in that spot, which is the dairaisa, it's meichach, which is a makalkel. Maybe that's why the Taz only said it's permissible. But you see from the Taz al kaponim, you see the Taz, the Birkei Yosef, they did understand a different way of understanding this hetter of the Rajba. That when you have something that's for eating purposes, it's going to be mutter.
It's a hetter versus a lo nivra. According to how you understand the Gletal, it's that there was never an issue. It's like walking, walking on Shabbos. I don't need a hetter to be able to walk on Shabbos. I'm allowed to eat, but whatever comes up in the normal way of eating is covered by eating. But the Taz is more as a hetter, so each malacha comes up. And then the question is, does the hetter have the power to overcome that particular malacha? He's talking about it. What is its only limitation? You're saying it's by achila, so it doesn't go the same as the Birkei Yosef, right? I think that the Taz would say you could do something for shimush lahu, or for not eating purposes.
Or the Taz permit, let's say, the case of the Hadas.
Putting them in the same group, I would separate.
Well, I put in the same group in terms of they have a different way of understanding the Gleita. Now you're saying, would they have their own argument in terms of the things which are not for eating purposes? Yes, you're right. It could be the Taz wouldn't extend that even to non-eating purposes. Okay. The cake with the writing is problematic.
Even if you cut around the letter itself?
No, if you cut around the letter itself, it's not a problem.
But cutting through the letter is an issue.
Right.
That's why they put the lettering on the sheet and on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, everyone agrees you're allowed to eat it straight. Everyone agrees you're allowed to eat a cookie, right? Without breaking the cookie, you're allowed to eat the cookie. Everyone agrees to that. Okay, it's a separate discussion of Ksiv and Mechik over there.
The Rashba, in the truth of that, if you understand the way that Gital is understanding, that he lists a whole bunch of malachas that, if you understand the Rashba that way, are covered by the Heter Achila, and Makom B'Patish is one of them. So how does Makom B'Patish rolls into more like Mechika, he's saying that the Makom B'Patish also is covered.
More like the Taz is saying.
I don't know, I'm just saying is that it seems to me that if you're eating, you can understand the Taz differently. You understand Taz is that if you're eating, so then you never come on, he could hold the same way the Taz. It doesn't have to be that he holds it's a head that it's being overcome. The Taz, if you're eating, then you never come on to Malach. You can never ask a question. It's possible to understand the Taz that way also.
I mean, it seems from him over there, it seems like it is more like a heter. So since you're doing Fa'la Alter, so you have this heter of Derech Achil. Okay, so to recap here with the Rajba. So we have the set of the Rajba, which is again a major heter that we have, which the Ramah brings here in Shin Chof Aleph. So if you're days, if you're chopping things up for immediate use, it's going to be mutter. Beis Yosef brings the set of the Rajba too, and the Beis Yosef says, we know there are those that argue on the Rajba, namely said the Shulta Gibirim, they didn't understand the heter of the Rajba. We just explained based on Digley Tal's understanding, Primigodim, that it's a derech achila, and therefore additionally you're allowed to chew up your veggies, so you're allowed to cut them right before use, and that's going to be mutter, as long as it's right before the use. And maybe there's even a broader understanding to the heter of the Rajba. With this limited understanding of Digley Tal, therefore wouldn't be mutter non-food items, and it wouldn't be mutter the spices, even though they're food items, but they're not things which you chew by itself. And on the cooler side, therefore we understood, that's why by teichin, which is mutter for immediate use, you're even allowed to use a keli, because that is the normal derech achila for teichin. Still the Beis Yosef writes, and this the Mishavur brings here in Shin Chof Aleph Sifkot Mem Hei, Beis Yosef says, even so, Af Misha Mechavan Lecho Miyad Gamkein Yizor Lachtech Lachatich Leis Gedei Leis Ktas. Even if you're going to make a salad and chop up the vegetables into small pieces, try to make it a little bigger than normal. Don't even get involved in this heter. Although Ramosha writes in the tshuva that we have copied here, Ramosha says, the Beis Yosef himself says, the minig is not like that. The minig is that people do it for immediate use before the meal, and they chop it up finely, small as they want, and that is the minig. And Ramesha says certainly one can rely on the minig. If it's difficult, you certainly can rely on that minig. Okay. So then the kaponim should be asalasis idiotias besakneses davinas samag lesud demamish, like we said by Byron. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings something from the Chayyad. Okay. Someone who cuts up the onions or the radishes, dak, shah oishtayim, an hour or two kaidim asuda, karav adav aloim eshechayiv chatos, vahabetzol amasurim ba'achila, vagam da osim ishim bayre, ayin simin b'seif asim ba'go, ken kosav b'chaye oda. So the Chayyadim says like this, you come to somebody's house for the suda, and you're walking home. All parties involved, the host, the hostess, the guest, everybody's coming home from shul, and you come there, and you know your wife has been sitting next to the hostess throughout. They've been there, mamish from Sukkah to Zimra, very frum women. Okay. They came in before the husbands even. And you come home, and then right away they start bringing out the food, and there is a fresh Israeli salad, chopped up very small. So you get a nudge from your wife, and you say,
sounds good, she did it Erev Shabbos.
You're allergic to salad this week, because you can't. When did you do it? Erev Shabbos?
Yeah.
Nah, you see. And you see it's clear that she does it. So the Chayyadim says the those onions are aser to eat. So we said in the Beirish Yerum, if it's only an iser, so you're allowed to start taking out, maybe according to that Mogen Avraham, you're allowed to start taking out the onions.
I tried.
Yeah, you tried that, right. So it's very severe. According to Chayyadim, one wouldn't be able to eat the salad, because it's aser to do. So, the Aruch HaShulchan writes on this Chayyadim, he says, to me, that's a Tamiya Gedayla. He says, to go to the extent to say that you can't eat the salad now, someone didn't know. Someone forgot that you can't do it, or never learned that you can't do it, and did it before they went to shul, and now that was 2 hours, 3 hours before the meal. He says, you can't be. He says, let's go back to the basics. We know everybody said Taisvis, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Chananel. Many Rishayim hold there's no Isser in Teichin when you're dealing with food that you could eat as is. This is not like Beire or Divin Malacha. By Teichin, many Rishayim held there's no Teichin on food that you could eat. Okay? We're Machmer, like the Rishayim that say there is a problem like that. And therefore we use the Het of the Rajba for immediate use. But to say that the food is Usser, after the fact, he says it can't be like that. Can't be, says the, right, you have Taishis, the Rambam also hold like that. He said that's first of all. Second of all, to say, you know, how immediate is immediate, the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe it's anything towards that Suda. So he says, therefore, to say after the fact that it's Usher, certainly not, he says, I would not go with this Chayyadim at all. In addition, we mentioned once this Shulchan of Avram Chaim Noh in Beirah, and that is, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a mazid or a shoyge? Talking about someone who did it b'shoyge. They didn't know, they thought it's mutter, that's a shoyge. To say it's also b'shoyge can't be. It says, why? When did they say that you can't benefit from a locha that was done b'shoyge? When we're worried that he's going to do it even b'mezid. If you allow him to at this time he forgot and he did the malacha. Next time, if you allow him to eat it, he say, you know, I really need this malacha done. He's going to do it b'mezid. But that's only if there's no way to do it b'mezid b'heter. But if there's a very simple way to get around this iser to do it beheter, there was no gzeira, there was no knas. So by teichein, he says you don't have to worry. They're going to do it b'mezid. As soon as they know the halach is, you have to do it for immediate use or cut it in a little bit bigger pieces, not as small as you usually do it. So that's the way they'll do it. There's no reason to make the knas on this person, and therefore, according to him, also you're allowed to eat it. So certainly, lachatchila, one has to be careful to do it as the Rashba said, they're only for immediate use. But to go as far as the Chayodim, to say that the food would be usher if it was done that way, that we have the Rosh Hashulchan, the Tzaytzah Shulchan, the Rosh Hashulchan, that says you definitely don't have to be machmer like that. So that's in terms of the Heter of the Rashba. So again, the Rashba says you have to immediate use, and after the fact, we have these several Atarim. We also have the Gra, also the Gra in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches holds also that the Malacha was done b'sheigig, the Gra paskins that you can benefit on that Shabbos, which the Mishnah Berurah said letzerech God, you lateralize in the Gra. So certainly in that case of the scenario we gave with the with you come and realize that they had chopped up the vegetables too early, you certainly can partake. It's certainly best to inform the people that it should be done only for immediate use. That's as far as the Rashbis.
By the way, that Indian you just talked about, is different from, I assume, it's happened to us.
Other people,
you go to someone's home on a Shabbat lunch, and they don't know something that they don't know how to do.
With Bishul? Oh, any malacha, yeah.
Right. And then they heated up something, but there wasn't just a little bit of liquid at the bottom. Something I don't want to get into the engine of there. I know there's a parent depending, which is a little bit of liquid at the bottom, you know, etc.
A malacha that was done, a malacha was done even b'shaygig.
Right.
And, well, someone who doesn't know, that's b'shaygig, yeah.
So now you're in the house.
And if it was done for the people it was done for, right, so then we say for that Shabbos, it's us to benefit that Shabbos, yeah. Yeah, the only thing
what's
is...
The answer? Wait, what's the answer?
It's something that...
A soup that's boiling.
Let's say...
They bring you a boiling hot soup. It couldn't have been possibly have been done, you know...
You mean
except that morning?
Oh, except that morning, right?
I can eat it.
Right.
So there's some of these as we go to where they come out and they say, "We kept this on for all Shabbos."
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you could have soup on all Shabbos, yeah. But let's say. You can put it on there. You can put it on a black. Sure, you can put it on a black. You can put it in a crock pot. Yeah, there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it. Don't say automatically. Yeah, no. But let's say very similar. Let's say they take. You see, at the end of the meal, they take a tea bag, okay, and you have a view of the kitchen. They take a tea bag, put it in the cup, straight from the urn, and they cook the tea.
Right.
There's no heter to cook tea on Shabbos that was uncooked. Right. This was never cooked beforehand. Right? So that will be us at the benefit on that Shabbos, right?
So you can't drink the tea.
Right. You in that case, you can't drink. Right.
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 You can't do that.
Yeah, because they did it specifically. Yeah, that will be us.
So why do they need to cover that?
Not water.
If they would have found out, that would have stopped them.
Oh, but you mean by such a case. Ah.
Oh, right.
So if you're quoting him, I'm just saying.
I'm saying
you're
finally based on that.
But I know, I guess it's not to me. You're finally
going. According to him, it's very good. According to him, there's a way to do it the heter. Yeah, use a klishlishi, so we mutter. So maybe, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe according to, he's right, according to this Ktsaisa, the Ktsaisa Shulchan. So, if there's a way to do it beheter, so when we don't have this concern that they'll do it bemezid beisr, they'll just do it the heter way. So then, in that case, you would be allowed to. Yeah, in the case where you have a terror.
But that's as opposed to what we talked about, vegetables. You can't, if it's a soup for sugar, you can't eat that.
Well, we can. So we're saying two aterim. One is this Tesha Shulchan, and this other had to that there's many Rishayim. See, that idea is a very important Yisayid. And that's why it's good to be, just practically, it's good to be a Bucky Note for Shabbos. Because, that was a joke. but why is that? Oh, you didn't think it was a joke? You didn't see it? Yeah. Why? Because this whole idea in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, where someone, I'm a Vashel B'Shabbos, right? B'mezid is Asa Loi La'olam. And it's B'Shegig, it's Asa B'y B'yoyim Gam La'acherim, right? That's the case we just said. Someone cooked a tea bag on Shabbos, it's Asa for that Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings like this, is from the Prima Godim. Kol She'yesh Safik Plugta. Im have baklal bishlay lav, I bisham balaksi agave, ain lesser bidiyevit. Which means if you have a machlekes rishayim, we're talking about a bona fide machlekes rishayim, where you have, maybe the Rambam will pass in one way, but you have the Rajba and the Ran will pass in the other way, even though we've come out of consensus, the Shulchan Aruch came out in one way, but if you have several Rishonim, authoritative Rishonim, that say the other way, so b'di'eved, after the fact, that food won't be yasser. Okay? An example of this is, let's say, by Bishul, an example would be, if something is cooked only to Michael Ben Rasoi, something is halfway cooked, right? And so going into Shabbos was halfway cooked, and they wanted to serve this at the soup, let's say. The soup is a question if it's halfway, but they wanted to cook they had something for Friday night meal and it was only halfway cooked by the time that the hostess of the one cooking this item, let's say, turned up the flame, right, or put it on a higher flame, okay, just moved it over to a higher flame on the black, right? That constitutes bishul. Why? Because from Michael Nasai to Mevushal called Tzarech, it constitutes bishul. However, there are many Rishayna, the Bialacha quotes, that hold, once somebody's Michael Ben Rasai, there's no Iser bishul. They also hold you can't be Makar of bishul, but there's no Iser bishul. In such a case, if that was done, you wouldn't be able to eat. That's what this Bialacha means over here. If you ever have a Machloikis Rishaynim, if it's something is mutter, b'diyev you will never know. Which is really what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. How could you Chai Adam say that if there was someone chopped the vegetables, b'diyev it's usher because it was a chiyav chatas? That's very good according to the Rajba, according to the Ran. But you have the Rambam, Tosfos, the Rosh, all hold that it's no usher. So b'diyev you can't say that's usher. That's that concept. So that's why, if you knowing which Rishayim hold what, and we the Machlokes are, would be we would know if it's us or the Yevid. It is crucial. You can't have that stack of most of Rishayim. There's a Das Yochid that there's a Piski Riaz that holds it. Right. That's not going to be. And now you see from the Bialach when he says, look, we have six Rishayim which are sort of the halachic Rishayim which are always brought, and certainly they can rely on. So at least we got some clarity on the head of the Rajba. We still have to go into the this machlokes, the chazanish. We never got to the mashed potatoes still, and your head of cooking, which we'll see. So mitzvah Shem next week we'll get into the chazanish, and then I think we'll be able to also talk about uvda d'chol next week.